This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 93 constituencies spread over 10 states and union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Political parties have intensified their campaign ahead of the voting for the third phase. In Uttar Pradesh, high-pitched political battle will be seen today, where many candidates for the third phase of elections will hold roadshows and door-to-door campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in the state today for political campaigning. Mr. Modi will not only address political rallies in Etawa and Dhaurhara constituencies, but will also hold a roadshow in the Ayodhya district this evening. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, will also hold a roadshow in Badaunyo district today. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, will hold a rally in favour of the party candidate in Kaushambi. 10 constituencies of the state will go to polls on Tuesday. These are Sambhal, Hathras, Agra, Fatehpur Sikri, Firozabad, Mainpuri, Eta, Badaunyo, Amla and Bareilly. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to arrive at Bhubaneswar this evening for an election campaign in Odisha for the BJP. Odisha is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four phases from the 13th of this month. Senior BJP leaders and Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh will participate in election campaigning today in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Shah will campaign in favour of the NDA in the Dharmavaram constituency of Sri Satya Sai district, where the BJP is fielding its candidate as a part of the NDA alliance. Mr. Rajnath Singh will participate in election campaigning in Jamaladugu in the YSR district and Adoni in Kurnool district. The BJP is contesting in 10 assembly and 6 Lok Sabha constituencies in the single phase election to be held on the 13th of May in Andhra Pradesh. In Assam, all the political parties are making final efforts to woo the voters for the third phase of polls. A total of 47 candidates are in the fray in this phase in 4 Lok Sabha seats. Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Hemanta Biswa Sarma, State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora, Ahom Gana Parishad President Atul Bora and AIUDF President Badruddin Ajmal, among others, are doing rallies today. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, for admission to undergraduate medical programs is being conducted across the country today. More than 24 lakh candidates will appear for the examination this year at different centres across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India. The examination will take place from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The NTA has directed the candidates to carry their downloaded admit cards that prominently display photograph, signature and roll number barcode. He said these details are crucial for identification and verification purposes during the examination. If any candidate finds these essential elements missing on their admit card, they are advised to download the admit card again from the official website. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will set up 180 thematic polling stations in Secunderabad and Hyderabad twin cities to increase the poll percentage in Lok Sabha elections. The polling stations will be set up to attract the voters. A total of 12 thematic polling stations will be set up in every assembly constituency in Hyderabad and Secunderabad Lok Sabha constituencies. The centre has clarified that India has one of the most stringent standards of maximum residue limits, MRLs, in the world, and MRLs of pesticides are fixed differently for different food commodities based on their risk assessments. The clarification came amidst our media reports claiming that the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, allows 10 times more pesticide residue in herbs and spices. Pesticides are regulated by the Ministry of Agriculture through the Central Insecticide Board and Registration Committee, constituted under the Insecticide Act 1968. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Chennai Super Kings in Dharamshala today. In another match, Lucknow Super Giants will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Yesterday, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.